And in order to manifest our nature, we ought to take care of it internally as well as bringing external resources to it. And it is only left out of the social euphoria that we can build the biggest of poetry. And even the thinnest of passages can connect us to a complete opposite world. And an aggressive philanthropy generalized into an ideology is but the beginning of an end. And the ultimate aim to re-enlighten humanity should be an aesthetic perfection driven by our soul. And we are only to temporary cross human societies, and it is only nature that will be able to relate our spirituality. And when it is time to deposit our heritage, we rather do it in an organic context so that the former can keep transforming with the later. And rather than apply our power over others and be political, we shall rather show others their inner power and be spiritual. And it is always an interplay between caring about our personal environment and making sure it is established within a larger social environment. And the intensity with which we are willing to sacrifice for our spirituality equals the intensity we are willing to sacrifice for others. And lacking an inspiration, we dangerously become too literal, mimicking examples that are distant in time and space. May our energy be given to others only at specific times and with the capacity much greater than the exhaustion. And lying within us is a reminiscence of an inner joy that is distant in time and space. A modern man has to be constantly reminded that death is only the starting point. And what is formative is not the amount of experiences, but the intensity with which we face them. And even when our human rights are improved, we will increase our living standards and become dissatisfied. And our worrying comes for our inability to control something we can anyway prepare ourselves for. And only discipline can resume a talent that is paused by whatever society urges us to do. And we keep training within a narrow environment, yet when the opportunity is given to us, we can highly perform in the broadest. And an active seclusion is necessary as a way to charge our soul for any public event. And we shall always be able to set back from any recurrent desire and return to the self. And what we should deserve, we should deserve in stages and only after one has been completed. And everything is debatable, but the fact that we have to act along the transformation around us with a faith in mind. And as any given system increases, is also the level of opposition that balances itself off within it. And if we artificially impose one view, the other view will with time explode. And in the long run, the best is to go against a trend and to invest in a nature that is undervalued. And the power of our assault diminishes as the object of our desire has to be constantly approached. And even when the focus of our existence becomes one, our nerves ought to stay calm and our soul always projected there. And what we think ought to keep flowing through our mind without stabilizing as an obstructing dogma. And only the container of our soul can be rigid, but the content always malleable to transformation. And it is only logical that our capital decreases as our willing to be spiritual increases, but providence may show otherwise. And any modern society is quite reluctant to accept the spiritual, but when it does, there's plenty of work suddenly to do. And only as warriors with the scar, the social mask will be dismissed and the human heart will open for comprehension. And we set forth on a trajectory knowing that we can make it, but only worrying about the others. And history is certainly cyclical, but the way time and space are affected by it may vary in its intensity. And having gained and lost support, the true hero climbs the unexplored cliff with his remaining forces. And instead of looking down and see whether there's misery or luxury surrounding us, we shall look up and see whether the divine is smiling at us. And there's nothing grayer and flatter than a gray and flat existence without the willing to go beyond it. And rather than extinguishing our hope, fulfilling the social vanity, we shall put all our hope in the exaltation of nature's greatness. And what is amplified never actually amplifies our effort and thus our relation to it. And by living our life with intensity, life will be testified and transmitted naturally to others. And we ought to demonstrate to others the possible change starting from our own intimate nature. And Providence naturally send a new army to replace the socially exhausted one. And it is only at the very edges of nature that the truly sublime and powerful may occur. And when we put our comfort and safety back in the game, only then we can reshape and enforce our willing. And truly, it is not nature we want to detach ourselves from, but a socially corrupted nature. And only with our determination to succeed spiritually, we can jump the widest obstacles. When the artificial light is turned on, humankind is tricked to consider the muddiest and darkest of places as the most prestigious. And even in a spiritual life, certain vain expectations are needed to provide new insights. And we ought to remember that we enter a new dimension with the mood belonging to the previous one. And it is when you get to live thoroughly in other cultures that you get to understand their main and minor features. And our power may lie in breathing in the air of a situation and breathing it out in a different situation. And following our own intuition, the risk is always implicit that we will die alone, but in nature. And even the most tranquil entity might at last overcome us in a quick moment of aggression. And even when society gets saturated beyond the natural balance, it will begin to self-destruct. And the medium we use to accomplish a spiritual goal, relieve the imminent catastrophe generated by the social media. While society keeps on building on its mediated fears, we ought to bring an insight of the real. And are we to choose between something that is occasionally splendid and beautiful, or something that is regularly splendid and graceful? And we are not to take any decisions in order to be like other people, but in order to be original and a unique entity. And only as partisans we'll be able to accomplish a journey meaningful for us, but particularly for others.